Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is January 10th, 2015, and you're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. And I am very excited today. We have a brand new show, Divine Light with Virginia Mercury, and she's actually here today at the Guide with me to do this radio show. So I'm very excited. I rarely get to do a show here in the office, so I'm really excited to have her here today, even though I think both of us are freezing. And I'm also very excited because I've actually known Virginia for quite a long time. So, you know, being able to help her with her brand new radio show and being here is wonderful and fabulous. So thank you so much. And I'm going to actually let her take over and tell us a little bit about yourself and what your goals are with this radio show. What's your background? Tell us about you.
Well, my background originally was as an educator. I started off as a secondary Spanish teacher. And along the way, I started getting involved in causes, particularly with human rights and migrant justice. And also during that period, there was something just awakening on the inside, something that wanted to combine my life's work with my spirituality, and I didn't quite know what that meant at the time. I'd also noticed myself tuning into the energies of my students and actually seeing images of things that have either occurred in their life or were to occur in their life, and didn't quite know what to make of it. And I said, wow, what am I going do with this? I don't know, Courtney, if you've ever been at that point in your life either where you're being pulled in two different directions.
I think that I have. I can definitely relate to that. It's not always easy because you don't know which direction to take, and then you also don't know maybe if both directions you should take, if there's a way to kind of conform both routes. So I can definitely relate to that.
And I know you can. I think that's what drew us together ultimately and has cemented our friendship for quite some time. But it seemed as if all of this happened around the age of 27. Now, mind you, I was just a baby myself when I started teaching. But I had what some would call a Saturn retrograde period. And for those of you who don't know what that means, is that if your life is stable and secure and you're following the path that Spirit wants you to, you will continue to follow that path and just grow and enjoy life. However, if you're not walking in your purpose fully, Spirit will do everything it can to rattle you and shake you up and make sure that you're on the way. And some of the things that happened to me during that time were just divorce, loss of a lot of material possessions, trying to complete a master's degree in counseling. And there's so many other things that I could talk to you about, but there's just not time in this show. But I would say a person who really helped me during this time was Miss Margot. Some of you also know her as the Bone Reader. And I went to her for guidance, and I asked, you know, what is all of this going to be? What does all of this mean for my life? And she shared with me that I just need to trust in the decisions that I was making and to not go back, and that the relationships that I had severed, particularly my marriage, to allow that to just be, but that I also had to not suppress my intuitive and empathic gifts anymore. And again, I really didn't know what all of that meant at the time, and I said, well, you know, I've noticed things like that about myself since age 5, and having an encounter with spirit, and that I can go into a little bit later. But I said, I don't know many people like me. And she introduced me to a whole sisterhood of women who just prophesied over my life and encouraged me. And they said, yes, you are the real deal, and kept reminding me of it even when I didn't believe it in myself. And over time, that grew.
So you just really went through a transformation. You know, you... I know what it's like to hear that kind of advice, and it's so overwhelming. You know, it's like, A, you have to swallow it. You know, you have to accept it. And B, then you have to decide what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it sounds like you just went through a huge transformation in your life. You know, you really kind of opened yourself up to spirit and the divine you, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've mentioned before, I've known you for a while, so I understand what kind of led you to this point. But for our listeners, you know, you are really coming into yourself. And what made you decide to do this radio show and really put that purpose out? And, you know, what are you working with your business? Because I know you have a new business venture. So would
yeah.
you like to talk about that a little bit to your listeners?
I definitely could. I went on my vision quest and left a very secure, high-paying teaching job in a Class A district to go and work with the population in Southwest Detroit. And I did it in various settings. I did it in the schools. I did it through community organizing agencies as well as mental health. And what I found is just the incompleteness of psychotherapy. And what I mean by the incompleteness is that we are really good as mental health practitioners at naming the problem and teaching our clients coping mechanisms. But in order to sustain them and really to transform them, we need to bring spirit into the picture. And how do we do that? And I knew that spirit was just wanting to come out more when I was working with my clients, and the visions and the empathic feelings only got stronger. Even until the point where it made me sick. And I had a lot of life changes again in that period. And I would say it was during the last year that I just decided to take time off and to go deeply within myself and ask, what is it that you want me to do? Because I thought I was serving properly. And the vision came of beginning Ray of Light, a service that offers integrative counseling and life coaching. And it's integrative in the fact that I use transpersonal approaches, metaphysical practices, and other spiritual modalities in order to bring people into connection with their higher self and their higher power.
You know, it takes a lot of courage and confidence to do that. I mean, you have this background in psychotherapy. You know, you have went through a rigid amount of education for this. You know, you have your
mm-hmm.
degrees, and you've been taught this is how you handle these things, and this is how you help these individuals, and this is, you know, what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you kind of went outside the norm and said, I understand that, but I think that there's something we're missing over here.
Mm-hmm.
And you really kind of said, you know what, we're going to shove this together and we're going to make it work. Don't know exactly how yet, but we're going to make this work. And it must take a lot of courage to do that. You know, where did you find the courage and the confidence to do that? Because that's not an easy choice. It's not an easy decision to kind of say, you know what, just because somebody's telling me this doesn't mean I'm not going to still listen to my gut and go with my dream and vision. So where did you feel like you were inspired or found the courage to do this?
One thing that I will say is that the truth always comes out. It cannot be suppressed. It's even cyclical. If you don't accept the truth the first time around about circumstances or yourself,
mm-hmm.
it will continuously come back, just like a rabbit dog.
I agree.
Until you follow the path.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe will give you a proverbial kick in the tush. And I'm being very mild. I like to use another word. But a proverbial kick in the tush to make you go out and do what you're supposed to do. And that's where I found the courage, just to be my authentic self. You know, others, again, know me by another name. I am still a psychotherapist, which is a challenge, because I know that I am not fully giving to the population that I serve what I would like to give to them because of the laws. And I cannot have the freedom of total expression, otherwise I'd be laughed at. So I keep myself separate, you know, and it's okay, you know. Again, there are other people that know that I have this dual reality, and it doesn't matter, but I know in spirit I am Virginia Mercury. And with regards to Ray of Light, this is what I will do, and I will continue to do, and I will be obedient and serve however I'm meant to serve, and no matter what form that takes. And I have a feeling that even what I've intended will not be so. Spirit always has the final say.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Just because you've walked that road and you've made those decisions doesn't mean that spirit won't kind of come up behind you and go, oh, wait a minute, you need to be making a left turn here. not a right, a left turn. you talk a little bit about the name Virginia Mercury and, that dual personality. You know, people do know you, some people do know you as your biological name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you by that name as well, but in your spiritual work and your spiritual counseling, you've decided to use the name Virginia Mercury, which it kind of has like that, like mystical, you know, mysticism mm-hmm. to it. How did you decide to go with that name? How did that name come to you?
Well, it's funny. I've always connected with my astrological sign. I am a Virgo to the core, and I am a very big communicator. So we know that Virgo is ruled by the planet Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And people have told me, even though I don't always feel like it, that I have this purity and this virginal aspect about me. Henceforth, the name Virginia Mercury. And also, I think the name rocks because I loved Queen, Freddie Mercury, whose voice is just timeless. And I said, why not go with this name?
Awesome. I knew that there was an interesting story behind
yeah.
that, and I think it's awesome, and I think the name is like I said, it's got that mysticism attached to it, but yet it's also got that edge. You know, Virginia Mercury kind of reminds me of like you know one of those names that you would do a double take and go, wait a minute, what is that? What is that?
And my family said the same thing. As I've been introducing them to who Virginia Mercury is.
And who do you feel that is? You know, it's not that you've given yourself a persona, but in a way you've given yourself more. You know, everybody has two sides, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it's light, dark, yin and yang, you know, feminine, masculine. I mean, that's something that we're taught, you know, in spirit anyways. In anything metaphysical, you can see that element. You know, it's not that you've decided I'm completely dropping what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just transforming it into something more.
Mm-hmm.
So who is Virginia Mercury? What is Virginia Mercury intend to do? Where do you step forward from here? What is your next step and goal?
Well, I will answer the first part of that question. Virginia Mercury is ultimately an empathic light worker who knows that she's an old soul, and that she's really not from this place. Virginia Mercury knows that she is the quintessential believer that the prophets spoke about so long in Hebrews 11, of the Christian Bible, that person who is a wanderer, and they are obedient to whatever the Creator has told them to do, and they're working towards creating a better place in society. That place is what I like to call the City of Light, which I have seen through my dreams and experienced in waking visions. But as a light worker, I'm one here to anchor light and love on this planet, because that's what's really needed. It's always been needed, but we're in the 21st century now, and I'm amazed at some of the problems that still are vexing us, like the violence, the poverty, the racism, sexism, and somehow through Virginia Mercury, being led by spirit, I know that I'm going to help bring a part of this City of Light into existence, even though I may not be able to enter it myself. And my plans, well, have you ever seen Field of Dreams? I'm sure you have.
Yes.
With Kevin Costner. Well, there's that voice from the heavens that just says, if you build it, they will come. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what I did. I was patient, and I waited, and I found the perfect location in downtown Royal Oak. And I just created this wonderful, loving, healing space where people can come when they feel as if they've passed or hit this fork in the road. Give you an example. When you go through intensive psychotherapy or some kind of life-changing event, a whole nother person is being created. And that person, who Doreen Virtue might call a walk-in, is different than the person who first entered that process.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes there's a crisis. Where do I go from here? What do I do with my life? Because I'm no longer relating to the people that I know and love, or this career that I've built, or even just the plans that I have. So that's where Virginia Mercury steps in. Virginia Mercury has been through this process, this metamorphosis, this life and death, rebirth type of cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she feels, or I feel, that I can really help people with these issues.
Well, I would tell you that, those are beautiful words, but I know that you mean them. So, yes, they are beautiful, but not beautiful in the context that, you know, you read a quote and you're inspired for a hot second. They're beautiful in the sense that I think that you're going to do some amazing work, and I think that you're going to really, truly help and inspire a lot of people who need it. So, how do I want to put it? I've known you for a few years now, and I remember the first time I ever talked to you. And to see that transition of where you were then to where you are today, it's truly inspiring. And to see you go down this path of really coming into who you were and who you are and doing that, oh, gosh, I wish I could have recorded it. I think a lot of people would be inspired by that because, you know, when you sit back and you watch somebody come into their own and walk their path and really transform, what is so beautiful about it is most of the time they don't realize that they're doing it themselves. They don't realize that they're making all those choices, all those decisions for themselves, and they don't realize that, you know, those moments where they're standing there going, I don't want to do this, I'm done, I give up, I'm just going to crawl underneath the bed with Ben and Jerry, and I am out. But yet you watch them get back up and force their way through and find that patience and find that continue to move forward. I've watched all that with you, so knowing you and being your friend, I'm very proud of you, but I'm also very inspired by you, so go forth with your bad self. That's my inspiration for today.
You know, Courtney, you've always made me laugh until I cry, and I will try not to do it in this moment, because then this interview will be done.
No crying today. It's too cold. We would be in the bathroom for hours with frozen tears, all of that. You know, I really don't think that you're abandoning what you've done in the past. I think that you're kind of transforming it and walking it forward. You know, is that what you feel as well, that you're taking everything that you've kind of done with psychotherapy and everything that you've learned and kind of transforming it into something better?
Yes, and something that will integrate one day, you know, and then the choice will be, will I be Virginia Mercury or will I be my born self? But either way, people will know me as I am through the work that I am doing. It's just being brought to a higher level because we're putting spirit in the equation.
And that's something that hasn't been in the equation before.
And I'm
not saying that there's not others that may be out there doing the same thing that you're doing, but it's not commonly known. It's not widely known as something that's mixed in. I remember the first time I ever heard that somebody who was in the psychotherapy field or psychiatry field was actually integrating tarot cards in their sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, like, you mm-hmm. know, A, how are they getting away with it? And B, you know, how are people responding to that? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's your general psychics out there who some even look at themselves as they're therapists. You know,
mm-hmm.
people will go to a therapist for some portion of help, but they may also seek out a psychic for a spiritual portion. What you're doing is you're slamming both of them together and saying,
mm-hmm.
it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I find that really amazing. But it's just so not widely known, you know, and I know that you're doing spiritual life coaching and intuitive counseling. So would you explain a little bit more of what is it that you're intending to do and what can a client expect when they come to you? With this big merge that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, Courtney, I want to thank you for bringing up the whole point of walking a fine line between spirituality and the professional code of ethics that we as psychotherapists have to uphold. And yes, I will tell you there are blurred lines. No pun intended towards that Robin Thicke song, but. There is a gray area. There are a lot of light workers and intuitives who are working as counselors and social workers, nurses, even surgeons. But they have no way to really express this or be their authentic self without being laughed out of their fields or ridiculed. But I'm hoping that in time, the licensing boards, at least in this state, will recognize the importance of what we're doing and the need to reach people of different mindsets. Because I find that Christianity, even Judaism, is so accepted in psychotherapy, even Islam to a certain extent. But what about those people who have no organized religion?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of them, you know. Okay. They like to call us heathens or pagans in a very negative sense, but they also believe in a higher power, and they need to be able to have mental health professionals as well as life coaches that they can go to who identify with them. So basically, I will tell you that my services are spirit-led. Whatever spirit gives me, that's what you're going to get. And you may not like it, but I'm going to be truthful and authentic with you, with what spirit gives me. But with any type of life coaching package that I would customize for a client, there would be an initial interview where I could gather background information about themselves and their lives. I would do different types of assessments, both spiritual and psychological in nature. Very common assessments, such as Myers-Briggs or Strong-Miller. And within that, I would do a life path reading using cards that I've gravitated towards that I think really give the client a good sense of where they are currently and where they're going. And then within that, there's another layer of what I pick up empathically, because I would describe myself more of an antenna. And I can tune into energies very well. And from that energy, I will get either thoughts or visions or words to steer them. Give you a great example. There was one young lady who I was teaching, and I was just standing near her desk, and I just felt water birth. Water birth nurse. And I'm like, how do I tell this to this young lady without her thinking that I'm crazy? Now, luckily, Spirit knew that this young lady was very receptive to these kinds of things, right? And I said to her, gee, Molly, and Molly's not her real name, but gee, Molly, you know what? Didn't you tell me once that you wanted to be a water birthing coach? She's like, no, I didn't. But yes, that's exactly what I want to do. So I was able to tell that to her mm-hmm. without totally exposing myself, and then also giving her confirmation that, yes, this is a possible path for her. But that's what I mean about getting into or connecting with people's energy and just giving them options of what they can do and outlets to explore. The other thing that I like to do is offer them continual support and encouragement. I think in the beginning of our coaching sessions, that will be more frequent on a weekly basis. But as time goes on, and you know, when I say as time goes on, for most people it would be within 2 months, they won't need as much of that weekly encouragement, because I'm going to ask them to face their fears. I'm going to ask them to define their hopes and dreams. I'm going to get into their actual dream state and how to create a practice of lucid dreaming for themselves. Because if you can control your dreams, you can control your life. There's a debate that, you know, well, really the dream world is probably more real than the actual physical world.
I sure hope not. I mean, in some aspects I do, because I did dream this week that I won a lot of money, but but I also had a dream the other night that there were spiders everywhere. So some things, no. I am okay with spiders to a point, but if they're giant ones and they are, you know, all around, I have issues.
And then I would tell you, girl, get that big broomstick out, just manifest it in the dream like Harry Potter. I know you love, and just wipe them all away.
I would probably just fly away.
Good.
You know, you probably have to fill the tank, you know, the room up with some gas to get it going, but other than that, yeah, probably fly away. But you know, it's really nice to hear you speak about what you're doing. You're so passionate about it. I can just hear the passion in your voice and when you talk and you know what you're getting into. But you're really covering a lot with the clients that you're potentially going to work with. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Most, and I think it's very interesting that you talk about, you know, I want to continue to support them and guide them, even if it's on a weekly basis at first, because, you know, your average person that you go to, you know, even if it is a psychic or an intuitive or so forth, it's like you walk in the door, you get your information, and it's nice seeing you maybe see you in 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Or even working with a therapist, I feel like, you know, I do know therapists do weekly sessions or monthly sessions, but it's like you came in, you got your information, and see you next week or next month. You're really offering more counseling and support
mm-hmm.
than the average person. So I find that very inspiring, especially for the clients, you know, and you're really kind of covering so many bases, you know, between the life coaching and the dream work. And I think that my point is you're really sticking to your authentic self, which you mentioned, but I also like the bluntness of what you're saying, because, you know, you said, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people fear that when they work with anybody in the metaphysical community, that it's going to be sugar-coated
mm-hmm.
in some shape, form, or fashion. And you're saying, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to get it raw and straight and to the point, and you're really sticking with that vibration. You know, that itself takes a lot of courage and confidence. How do you feel like you got to that point? I know that would be a whole other radio show if somebody asked us.
I'll be brief. I think by growing up in a very blunt family with a blunt mother.
I find that happens to the best of us. The ones that grow up in a blunt environment, we tend to end up blunt.
As I mentioned, I had four brothers.
Oh, wow.
And three of the five men in my family in law enforcement, so.
Oh, wow, yeah.
That'll make you blunt enough.
No sugarcoating right there.
And you can understand why I was the alien child. But back to the point of just the difference between what I'm doing and other metaphysical practitioners, I can do the tarot readings, but, that's not really my full focus.
Mm-hmm.
I might feel through spirit that a client needs an experience that I don't do, that is not my area of focus.
Mm-hmm.
So what I am looking to do is negotiate packages that include sessions with a network of metaphysical practitioners such as yourself, where the client can at least have 1 to 3 sessions depending upon what they need, and they don't have to worry about coming out of pocket for extra because that's already included in the package. And they can decide even if they want more sessions with this practitioner at a later time. But, everyone plays a role in your development, in your spiritual development. You played a tremendous role in my development during this vision quest. I mean, you knew me when I was working as a school counselor by day in a residential substance abuse treatment facility at nights and on the weekends, as well as being a single mother and maintaining a household only a few miles from here.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I feel like you've come so far. And I know that me and you have talked about that before, about your goal to work with other people in the metaphysical community and the holistic community, because there was areas of expertise that maybe you were not as familiar with or maybe couldn't do. And I thought, wow, that is a wonderful concept because, being of a holistic nature or even a metaphysical nature, spirit tells us, we're all one.
Mm-hmm.
We're all combined. We're all unique. We're all, we all have that edge of our own independence, but we should all be together. We should
mm-hmm.
be supporting each other and really supporting the community to grow and supporting the client or the individual to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are saying, maybe there's a few things that I can't do, so let me point you in the direction that somebody can offer that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it's not been done, it's just something that, we don't see maybe as often as we should,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's beautiful. I think that it's beautiful that you're saying, I know that you've said before, I'm not a medium, and can I send people your way, who need to speak with those that are, departed? And
mm-hmm.
I thought, well, why not, especially with other people,
mm-hmm.
massage therapists and chiropractors and all of those different areas. So
mm-hmm.
I think that your work and what you're intending to do for a client is very well-rounded.
Thank you.
You're really trying to help them in the fullest extent and capabilities of yourself, but you're also saying, if I can't do certain things, go to somebody who can help you become, more spiritually inclined or help you find your roundness or your path in a sense. So
mm-hmm.
I give a lot of kudos for that. And I think that is a beautiful aspect of your business and what you're intending to create and do. And I also remember that you have talked about different products too.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a lot of businesses out there that offer different unique one-of-a-kind products and, jewelry and things like that. And I know me and you have talked about you intended to maybe bring in some of those products in the space to help the clients or help
mm-hmm.
support the clients. So are you still intending to do that?
Definitely.
And what is your take on that, I guess? What would you like to to bring in to kind of help, you know, the clients? You know, are you going straight metaphysical or holistic, or how is that going to work in your environment, in your place in Royal Oak?
Well, with regards to you, I would love for more people to see the beautiful jewelry that you create, which I, you know, I've got on at least one piece. Every day I'm wearing at least some piece of something that you've created or sold to me, and I believe that it's helped to ground me and help me to feel very calm as I'm going through this process of transition. So, like, for others to see that, and even your mojos, because I'll just tell you that mojo money, mojo kit for money has, you know, kept money flowing. You know, I'm not necessarily saying that I'm, you know, rolling in the dough right now, but when I have needed something through the whole period of establishing this practice, the money has come.
Oh, awesome.
So I'd like for them to have that. And those of you who've seen my ad in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, you'll notice a very beautiful photo that was taken by Goddess Aldona, the highest vision. You can find her on Facebook, and I would love for others to see her and get spiritual photography so that they could see an image of their divine self. She's also a designer, and she runs workshops that focus on self-love and self-esteem, especially as it pertains to women. I actually spoke with her yesterday. She's going to be the next guest on my show, which
awesome.
Just happens to be, what is that, February 14th? I think that is Valentine's Day.
Oh,
if
boy.
That is the second Saturday. So that just fits perfectly.
Yes, it will be. It will be Valentine's Day. Wow, I did not know that. Well, that will be wonderful and interesting, because I, you know, I have seen her work. I have
mm-hmm.
taken a look at it, and she does some amazing photography
mm-hmm.
With women to really bring out the goddess in themselves, and it looks so natural.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like, you know, what you would think when you say goddess, like, you know, they're wearing the crown and they got the sword in one hand and the shield in the other. You know, it's just so natural. It's like she brings out a woman's inner beauty. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's thrilling.
And she actually wants you and Penny to be her next models for free.
Oh, awesome.
If you're open to it. She asked me to ask you that.
Well, not a problem. I will let Penny know that, too. Penny needs more photography in her life. I think that she feels like she's not photogenic, but that woman is gorgeous, and yes, she is.
Yeah. Agreed.
So all of you guys out there listening who support the guide and the radio station and all the shows and the magazine and everything we do, I will make sure that gets published. I'm sure that she's going to listen to this later and be like, what? but I think that that's a beautiful idea. So thank you for letting me know that. Awesome. Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm so excited about that. So you talked about your location being in Royal Oak. So where is your location exactly, and what are your hours of operation, and how can people get a hold of you?
Great question. So I am very much in the heart of downtown Royal Oak. I would say in the vicinity of the post office. Some of you may know of Pronto's Cafe.
Okay.
So very much so in that vicinity. The best way to get a hold of me, really there's several methods. You can go to Facebook and find Virginia Mercury or Ray of Light Integrative Counseling and Coaching Services. You can also email me at rayoflightgroup@gmail.com. Again, that's all in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And also, you can call me at 248-716-3001.
Awesome. So there's plenty of ways that people can connect with you and contact you.
And my hours are in the evenings.
Okay.
During the weekdays. also on Saturdays, strictly by appointment.
Awesome. So there's a lot of different ways people can connect with you and
mm-hmm.
can contact you and even book a session
mm-hmm.
with you to get themselves started. So, you know, I was excited when I talked to you and you asked me to be on your show with you today and kind of interview you from this perspective. And for those of you who are listening to this now or even in archive and want to go back and listen to it, this first radio show will actually be connected to In Touch interviews as well, because I got a chance to actually
wow.
interview you and kind of talk to you for your first show. So we want everybody to kind of connect with you. So not only will it be underneath your radio banner and your own portfolio online of Virginia Mercury, but it will also be underneath In Touch interviews, so that it kind of you know, gets that promotion in both ways. So people can really get to know you. So I'm excited
mm-hmm.
about that. But one of the reasons why I was really excited about talking to you today was because I know that you have some ideas and things that you're going to be doing in the future on your show
mm-hmm.
every month.
Mm-hmm.
And what can people expect for your future shows and what you plan on doing and incorporating from here on out?
Mm-hmm. So the show is about what other light workers are doing and experiencing currently in order to bring what I call the City of Light into existence. And that may sound a little bit hokey to some of you, but the City of Light is really just a society that is filled with love and support. And, again, we may not see that fully within our lifetime, but we can see aspects of it. And what I'd also like to do is talk about various issues pertaining to life path development, not only spiritually but psychologically, as well as do empathic readings or give counsel to any beloved followers who have made written requests through my Facebook page, email, or I may allow someone to call in. It's just how I'm feeling energetically that day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. So you have a lot coming up, and I'm excited that Goddess is your next guest for next month. You know, you talk about the concept of lightworkers. So who are lightworkers to you? What does that concept mean to you?
Well, lightworkers to me are those who, first of all, we're not of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
We're sent here, okay? And light workers are those who have been sent here to help lift the vibration of this planet. And we're at a very pivotal point where we must decide which path we're going to take. And if we actually are going to just walk or talk the talk, or we're actually going to walk the talk and live it, and stand true to our ideals and live a life with integrity, and also who are we standing with. So that choice must be made now, and I feel it so strongly within this year, 2015. You know, can you remember freaking out when they had all these Mayan prophecies, 2012 or 2015, which one is it? Oh, the world's going to end, you know. Well, let me stockpile it. I don't know what to expect. You know,
a lot of Campbell's soup.
A lot of Campbell's soup. One vendor that I knew, he actually just up and left before 2012 and retreated somewhere in Georgia. And I want to say, okay, hon, it's okay to come back because, you know, we haven't fallen off the face of the planet yet. But when, you know, all of our hippie friends talked about this age of Aquarius that was coming in and how it related to us being on the right path, or if we weren't on the right path, we would be dealt with. So I see that a lot this year, and you've seen that, too, with some of our political figures or people in the media.
Mm-hmm.
They're being called to the carpet if they are not using their gifts wisely and living a life of integrity.
You know, it's funny because I know me and you have had that conversation before where, mm-hmm. You know, we talked about the element of year in 2012 and where we're headed and so forth. So I remember discussing that with you And you and I have similar opinions on it, and we probably have differentiations too, because
mm-hmm.
everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's funny that this concept is being repeated. You know, I actually had a chance to interview another wonderful woman who both advertises and writes for the guide, and she talked about that same concept that,
mm-hmm.
you know, 2012 had everyone freaked out for the loop,
mm-hmm.
and what most people didn't realize was that it wasn't that the world itself was coming to an end.
No.
You know, we're not doing the whole Columbus that the world's flat and we're falling off the edges. Roll your boat the opposite way. You know, she talked about the same concept that the world itself's not coming to an end. It's the world that we know that's
mm-hmm.
coming to an end. That, you know, we've been closed-minded too long. We've kind of sat in our chairs too long and let things kind of just roll by. And now, energetically and spiritually, there's this shift that, it, you know, things just cannot remain the way they've been. You
no.
know, people need to, you know, come to enlightenment and fruition of what they're capable of doing, but they also need to understand that karma is a big factor in that. And if you have been misusing what you're capable of doing, that, you know, karma will kind of slap you down,
mm-hmm.
hypothetically. So I find it very interesting that you're also, you know, really working on this concept, and it is something that, you know, has come up to me several times over and over. And I fully believe that that is, you know, this is what we're going through. You know, how did you, I guess my question is how do you feel like you came to that point? Do you feel like it was just something that you felt, that it was something that you maybe had vision work on or an epiphany in a way that you knew that this was coming and you needed to be a part of that change?
That is a deep question, and briefly I'll tell you that, you know, I had certain periods for some reason, 5 and then 15 and 30, where this whole, you know, intuitive light bulb would just switch on after being dormant. And when I was 15, I remember, you know, having a very long journey on the other side, and a guide had showed me a purple book of things to pass and showed me just events that would take place through this, the beginning of this new millennium, but 2011 through 2015 would be very pivotal. And when I woke up, it had only been an hour, but I felt as if I had been gone for a week.
Wow.
And I think I actually left my body. I'm sure of that. That's just one way I became aware of these whole 2015 changes. And then, again, once I started to commune with other light workers, we all started having visions of things that were happening, and we knew it was happening, but we didn't know what it meant.
I can concur with that.
Until it started to unfold. And there was one elderly black astrologer who was a part of our circle, and she said, you know what, 2015 is all about living your truth. Otherwise, you're going to be dealt with. And the example of that time was, unfortunately, Kwame Kilpatrick.
Oh, wow.
You know, who had a lot of great potential to lead the city and talent, but he misused his gifts. And I don't hate this man. I just feel a lot of sorrow for the life that could have been and the legacy that he could have left.
You know,
but
he
still can. He still can.
You know, that's always a choice. I actually knew somebody who I used to be personal friends with who said that she met him once,
mm-hmm.
and that the way he talked was brilliant. Like he had this about him that of brilliance and very persuasive.
Yes.
Like his energy is just very persuasive. Like you would instantly feel like you could connect to him and like him.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, every human being has a choice, and maybe he did not make the right choices at that point, but I'm sure that he's thinking that maybe he should make the right choices from here on out. So
mm-hmm.
I totally concur with that. You know, and it's amazing to me that that's you know, how you kind of came to feel this way. Because I know, I personally know a lot of people in the intuitive field that felt that same way, like they, you know, something's coming, but we can't quite put our finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
But we know it's going to be big, and we know that it's going to be an adjustment. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be a negative adjustment. It's just going to be one of those adjustments that, you know, you can't hide underneath the covers from,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's actually funny, too, because I know that me and a few of the people that I know have been talking recently about 2015, and a lot of people that have been talking to me are like, you know, 2014 was such a transition for everyone. You know,
the year of the horse.
Yeah. You know, everybody felt like they got dealt some kind of blow,
mm-hmm.
you know. And maybe it was a good blow, maybe it was a bad blow, but in any case or scenario, you got dealt. And you had to handle it, and you had to move forward with it. But I've had a lot of people recently ask me, like, you know, 2014 was supposed to be a 7-year, you know, year of prosperity, of, you know, transition.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is going on? You know, because everybody should have been, like, coming into their own and doing well and money and abundance and all those things. And, yeah, everybody has gotten knocked down in some shape, form, or fashion. And my best analogy for it is the universe is a year behind. You know, and because a lot of people are looking at 2015 going, it's an 8-year, you know.
Yes.
You know, it's an 8-year. Why is this such an enlightening year when last year it should have been going on? And my best suggestion is, you know, the universe is a year behind. They're catching up. And that energy is slamming into each other. You know, it's catching up with that 7 energy, and yet we're in an 8
mm-hmm.
shift, and that's going to conform, and that's why all of this is kind of collaborating this year. So that's just some of the things that I've been hearing, and I'm sure that you've
mm-hmm.
probably been hearing something similar. But we're actually starting to get a little short on time. We have about 8 minutes left, and I just want to make sure that you have gotten a chance to talk to your listeners about everything that you wanted to cover today. So is there anything else you would like to share or let them know about?
One thing that I'll leave them with, and it might sound cryptic, but if you are listening right now, know that you are meant to be listening and you're meant to be hearing this message, and that you're not alone. You're not a freak of nature. You're divine, and you're very loved. Love yourself first, but know that I love you before we've even met. And if you wish to walk with me, I will walk with you and do it with loving service and obedience for our Creator.
Very beautiful and very powerful words. I feel like our listeners out there and those who will listen to this in archive are truly going to be inspired by those words. And I really feel like people will connect with you. You know, you have a lot to offer, and you have a powerful wisdom behind you. And I feel like that can definitely help individuals. I do want to let everyone know Virginia's show will be on every month. It will be the second Saturday of the month. It will follow after Adriana's show. Adriana is live at 10 a.m., and Virginia's will be live at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So you can kind of catch both of those shows on the second Saturday, but I'm very excited. You can also catch her ad in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. We drop that magazine off in 1,400 locations in Southeast Michigan, so if you have a chance, you can pick it up. You can also read the online magazine at bodymindspiritguide.com, so you can see her ad in the magazine, whether in print or online. And you can also go to bodymindspiritradio.com and look under Virginia Mercury, Divine Light with Virginia Mercury. Her profile and her contact information are on there. So if you did not get a chance to write down her contact information today, you can actually go in there and you can see all of her information, a little bit about her background and how to connect with her, and she also has her website on there too. One of the things that I do want to leave you with is that you do write articles for the guide now.
Yes.
And you plan on continuing to do that every month.
Yes, that was actually one of my father's instructions for me on his deathbed. He said, you know, you need to get back to writing, which surprised me because he told me to drop it once I got into U of M and study something else more lucrative. So it's funny how things change, but yes, I am writing. a lot more, and the guide has been a great forum for that.
Well, awesome. We're so excited to have you here, and we're so excited to welcome you home.
Thank you.
We hope that we can continue to help you and help you grow and connect with the community and those clients that can really, take advantage of your work and what you're willing to do to help them. So welcome home. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for being a part of the guide on behalf of myself, Penny, and the whole entire staff here. We do have a couple minutes left, so I just wanted to ask you real quick, what was your article about for the January issue? I know what your article was about, but I want them to know what your article was about.
Well, I know that my article was not an article. I wanted an article, and Spirit gave me a very long poem. And I sat at the computer and just closed my eyes and channeled what Spirit wanted others to know about me. And it was this very long biographical poem that all came out in rhyme, for the most part, but it was a poignant message, and I think those who read it were those who needed, again, to read it.
Awesome. Well, I would definitely recommend that you take a look at it. If you do decide to take a look at it, it's actually on page 18 of the guide this month, and I thought it was actually very beautiful. Definitely connect with Virginia Mercury. Like I said, you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com. Underneath our show tab, you can click on Divine Light with Virginia Mercury, and all of her information is on there. If you would like to give her a call, you can call and schedule an appointment with her. Her number is 248-716-3001. And lastly, I will be posting this show both in in-touch interviews, because you gave me the opportunity to interview you today. And I will also be posting this under Divine Light with Virginia Mercury. So that way people can get to know you a little bit more, listen to this show, this episode, and also because you gave me the opportunity to interview you. So I want to thank you so much. Is there any final words you would like to leave our listeners with?
Stand in love and truth.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening today and everybody participating in this show. We had some awesome people listening in chat. I even seen some live listeners, who called in and listened. So thank you so much for supporting Virginia, and thank you so much for being here. Look for her show the second Saturday of each month at 1 p.m. I want to wish everybody a very warm day, It's freezing here in Michigan. But, hey, at least we have sunlight. We haven't had sunlight in the last couple days. So we want to wish everyone a very happy day. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your month. And we will see you next month on the second Saturday. Thank you, and bye-bye.